What's up, guys? This is Ernest. I am Ernest with the T. It has been such a long time since I've actually done a podcast, and I wanted to do one. I feel like I've been missing you guys. Thank you guys for still tuning in. I still see the reviews and still see the people that have been supporting my previous one, so I appreciate all of that. You can catch my podcast on all streaming platforms, and it's in multiple countries. So clap for me for that. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to jump on and give you guys then an update of myself and see how life has been life for you guys as well. So love the comments and love the feedback that I always get from you guys. As far as me, I mean, I've been on my, I guess you can call it a life journey. I've been dieting, losing, trying to lose weight and making sure that I stay the healthiest for myself. Because I got, let me be very transparent. I had jumped on the scale probably like in March or April. And realized I had gained so much damn weight. And none of my friends have told me I gained so much weight until I jumped on that scale. So now I've been really focused on my eating habits, really focused on like I didn't put a timeline for myself as far as like, oh, you need to lose weight by like by your birthday or anything like that. I've just been taking my time, eating right, working out more, and just been focused on that. I think it's been such a healthy move for myself because my body has been back to getting my before COVID weight, but I think I want to push myself a little bit more and see where it can actually go. But right now, y'all asses didn't tell me that I was gaining so much weight, but it's cool. hopefully, guys, like it's been good for you guys as well. I mean, I've really been focused on my business as well. Honest Lux, make sure you guys check out honestluxstore.com. Jewelry, accessories, so many things. I've been branding myself to make sure that I bring out the best of my business sense. I mean, I've been really loving the new things, and there's so many new things to come as well for the fall and the winter time. I've been sketching some stuff up, and it's been looking amazing. So definitely check that out. Definitely check out honestluxstore.com, and also that. So today's topic we're gonna talk about is self dating and finding love within yourself. Let me tell you, I've been on this self dating journey, and I'm loving it here, but I'm afraid that I'm loving it so much that I'm not sure if I'm willing to let someone else in. You know what I'm saying? I've been taking myself on dates, and like every single week, I've been vlogging the dates. So if you can find me on TikTok on Erntay84. I've been vlogging my dates and actually loving that journey of finding myself. And it's so easy because you ain't gotta deal with somebody else's bullshit. You ain't gotta deal with somebody else's craziness. You can kind of go on the time that you want to go on. But and I've realized I'm not missing going with someone, and that's a little bit scary to me. Because I have to step back and say, you know what? This is a little bit too You've gotten a little bit too comfortable of dating yourself. So what is the next step for yourself? And so I'm still trying to find that journey out for me. If you guys have tips or have ideas of what I should do, please, definitely tell me. Definitely tell me what you guys have been doing, because right now the journey of dating myself and loving myself on my myself has been amazing. And I don't want to know if I want to change it. Changing that would be a huge shift in my life because right now, like I said, I do things on my time and I don't do things on anybody else's time. But, and I've always tell my friends, you have to date yourself before you find somebody else. You cannot be with someone if you don't know what you like and what you tolerate. I know what, so when I do get into a situation, I do know what I like, I do know what I tolerate, I do know what is good for me and what's not good for me. But the self-dating is where it at for me. So if you don't take yourself on dates, even in relationships, I feel like you should take yourself on a date. You should go outside of the person that you're with, your partner, and actually loving yourself and take yourself, even if it's for a few hours to go get your nails done or your hair done, or go take yourself to the movies or whatever the case may be. Loving on yourself is like the best thing I've learned. In so many years, the best thing I've learned is loving on yourself. And I cannot express that anymore outside of just loving yourself. And let's also talk about not only self-dating, but dating people without a purpose. I see so many people who are dating people without the purpose of what, like dating people without a purpose. It's crazy. Why are you dating someone and you don't know? I always ask that question, because a lot of people I ask, whether they're friends, whether they're people that ask me, you know, along the way, and I ask them, so how did you fall in love with them? And they was like, well, and some people will say, I'm only dating them because we live in this house together and we got to pay this mortgage together. That is not the reason to stay with someone. Not staying with someone because of something that you have to pay, or because it's so hard to separate in the financial aspect of it all. I think you should really find the person that you're with. I just refuse to be with somebody that I don't love, or somebody that I don't like as a friend. I want to be that person to be my friend. And how can you date somebody if you're not even friends with them? If you can't stomach the person every single day, I want to be able to like the person and be able to tolerate, so they can tolerate me, because I can be a lot, and I'm pretty sure the person I'm going to be with maybe be a lot as well. But I want us to tolerate each other and realize that we actually like each other. That is the surface level. It's the friendship part of it all. But yeah, so right now it's like open table for everybody. Like, give me your thoughts, give me your views, and we can talk about it on the next podcast. I definitely want to say that I want to continue doing this podcast, because I've in the last few months of not doing it, I feel like I got a lot to say and a lot to share with you guys. This is like, I wanted to be very much like an open table and an open conversation with people. I would love to do a lot of different guests and different people walks of life. Like one of my friends, Derek, he will be doing the podcast with me on Labor Day weekend. Matter of fact, it's going to be at his pop-up shop, so make sure you guys check it out. It's going to be at 1024 Donald Lee Hollowell Parkway Northwest. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. So definitely check that out, and check out his underwear brand as well. So a lot of my friends are doing so much amazing things, and I love that. I love the fact that I'm around people that are entrepreneurs. My best friend Dominique, he has a business in Baltimore, which is amazing. So definitely check him out as well. His business is Event Center. So it's called 9/11. So definitely check out 9/11 Event Center and make sure you book that for your birthday parties, weddings, and all that stuff too. I have so many friends that are in the entrepreneur business and that are doing some amazing things. So shout out to all of them. And shout out to the people that keep sipping this tea with me, because Earnest with the Tea is back, baby. Shout out to y'all too. Shout out to people that keep sipping this tea with me. Are we going to have a few messy episodes? We're going to have a few messy episodes, because it wouldn't be me if I didn't bring the Wendy Williams side out of me as well, right? So make sure you guys stick around and continue holding me down. Like I said, there are so many episodes along the way, but this one is about just giving you guys an update on what's going on. Self-love, my life journey, my love for myself right now, and finding my new body. When y'all see this new body, it's gonna go stupid. Y'all are gonna be like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing. Okay. So I can't wait for those moments. Right now it's not those moments, but in the future, I cannot wait for those amazing moments to share that with you guys. And make sure you guys definitely ask questions and send me emails and all that stuff, and send me reviews. I will love to hear some feedback. I'm always a person that's been open to feedback and criticism, so whatever the case may be, I will love that as well. And some positive feedback, just don't be haters now, you know. Some positive feedback is always a plus as well. So yeah, so hopefully you guys having an amazing week, and continue rocking with Earnest with the Tea. Continue rocking with my brand, Honest Lux, which is honestluxstore.com for my jewelry and everything else. Continue supporting the podcast, Earnest with the Tea. I mean, you guys have been here since day one, and we have established so many users, and it's been, and like I say, I'm in so many countries and in so many other podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, all over the place. So definitely continue rocking with me and checking it out. I would like to say I love you guys, and let's continue doing our big one this year. That's what it is about. Continue doing our big one, continue supporting each other, and continue just being a badass. No matter how you see it, we're all a badass. So continue sip with that tea, and I will talk to you guys soon. I love each and every one of you, and continue holding it down for yourself. Talk to you soon. Bye.